Contact Apollo today for all your heating, air conditioning, and plumbing needs. Apollo was rated number one again last year and has been delivering the best customer service in the Twin Cities for over 40 years. Visit callapollo.com and schedule your appointment today.
Crisco does it right after hours. Every day they bring the laughs. Crisco does it right after hours. It's time for the podcast.
And the final podcast is underway, and we are live on Facebook and Instagram doing all the things. I'm going to end this so that we can do this podcast now. My last one with you guys on KS95, the final podcast. We started this. Remember, we were doing 10-minute podcasts.
Yep.
And it was just a little afterthought, like a throwaway thing.
Just a little teeny tease.
And now people come to listen to this every single day. It's part of their routine. And some people who can't listen to KS95, this is their only connection to us. And so they listen through after hours, which is awesome.
They'll listen for whole road trips. They have hour-long drives into work. They'll listen for, what, 2, 3, 4 episodes? It's a routine now.
Yeah. And what's fun about this and what has been fun, I mean, on the radio, we have to censor words and things. You know what I mean? We can't say anything too naughty, but on this,
yeah,
we get a little saucy.
Oh, yes.
Damn.
This is...
Oh,
sorry.
No.
Sorry. Sorry about the swears.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
We'll have to bleep that one out.
Okay. So I was trying to do a live Instagram before this. And of course, I feel like a grandpa because I can't get my Instagram to go live. How stupid is that?
Yeah, you did nothing wrong. It just wouldn't work.
It wasn't.
Work.
Yeah, it wasn't working. Then I was trying too, and I could get it to work one way, but not another. So if you look at my Instagram, it says, test, test, is this thing on? And it's like grandma and grandpa trying to figure it out.
Oh, that's so funny. Thank you for following on Instagram. Crisco has issued a new goal to get to 10,000 before Friday.
Let's do it.
If that happened, which I don't think it will. I think the people who followed me have followed me and that's enough.
Yeah, I don't know.
That's still a good number, but I think we need to have a lofty goal. If you can get, I don't know, just throwing out a number, hypothetically, like 10,300, how amazing would that be by Friday?
This is just, you know what?
What?
This is how he is.
No,
what?
I'm not. All I'm saying is, how
jealous?
Awesome would it be?
Are you jealous?
No, I never go on
Buddy.
Instagram.
What happened?
Oh,
what is this
would
about?
It be if... You left here
I'm
as the most...
I'm assuming it has something to do with me.
As the most followed
oh,
person
yeah,
on KS95.
It does. I was like, that sounds sort of familiar. I was around 10 yesterday.
Oh, man.
Oh, that's funny. Well, I just crossed the 7,000 mark, so
yes.
Very cool to have a connection with all of our listeners, and very cool that my husband has access to this, so he can post embarrassing photos of me.
God, it's the best.
Crisco was wondering when I dyed my hair platinum blonde in 2002 if I should have done my eyebrows as well.
Oh my God, he knows nothing about fashion.
Oh, I'm sorry, that blonde
style.
Hair was fashion?
Actually, yeah. Back then, it was.
No, not for everybody. Clearly, look at the photo on Ryan's Instagram.
I think you look good.
Thank you.
It was the style. Have you not seen the Backstreet Boys or NSYNC or any of the boy bands?
Eminem.
No,
I did. Eminem, I get it.
But there was always one with platinum blonde hair, and he was just trying it out for size.
Yeah,
maybe I should try it out now.
No, well...
Should I try it out
Anything
now?
Anything can help.
Oh,
yeah.
I would try.
Give it a whirl.
Oh.
I'll dye it. I'll bring in some bleach.
Yes.
That's
what?
Fun.
Yeah.
Next
Actually,
week,
no, I'm
maybe?
Okay. Thank you. My hair is way too thin and wispy to put bleach in. It would just all fall out.
He'd
I'd be like,
bald. Oh.
Oh, no. Yeah. But I should dye my eyebrows or whatever hair I have left there.
No. You don't dye the eyebrows, but anyway, you can see this photo, and people are roasting me on Instagram about
roasted.
This picture. So, thank you. It's at Rivalife if you haven't followed yet. Last chance to plug the old Instagram, Rivalife, R-Y-V-A, Life. So, we'll see how that plays out tomorrow. Okay, so that's happening. I didn't get to hear about this, but I know Pidge made it weird at Treasure Island. For the dinner that you had on your birthday with a listener who won Imagine Des, you win dinner with Pidge and Pudge.
Oh my God. It was a dream come true for these ladies. I know because I witnessed it. I walked over a few times and had a couple snacks.
She wouldn't leave us alone, Ryan.
She ate half my dinner.
Well,
just
bite
saying
of your
hi.
Bison.
Hey, if I can tell you one thing about Des after I leave, you need to know she will snack on anything you have, and someone on this show must be her share bear.
Yeah. You guys,
I would be
they
a
do.
Share bear.
It's not going to be us.
No, it's Pidge.
I'll do it.
And she'll just start eating. I'm not kidding
Pudge, you. You don't want to share with me? All right.
Our amazing listeners are sitting there like, my bed's been made a long time ago. Our amazing listeners are sitting there eating this dinner, and Dez walks up. Yeah, I don't really care about you. Yep, here we go. Let me get a little lobster mac and cheese. Oh, my God. Let me get a little nibble off of that. Oh,
lobster bison. Mac was at the end, and they were all sitting there like, oh, my God, I'm sick. No, I ate the shrimp before that. That was my first thing. Uh-huh. And then I came, they said, Dez, as I was walking by the bathroom, like, oh, how are you guys still having fun? They were. I was going to give them a compliment, but never mind. Let's see how we made it awkward.
Well, so Billy and Mel are the winners, and apparently, for whatever reason, Pidge said, whoa, you remind me of my mom.
Do you remember when Mel was like, yeah, no, I feel pretty good. I'm blank years young. And he goes, you really give off mom vibes. Mom. Yeah, like mom vibes.
Oh, gosh, I didn't get mom vibes.
He was, he was saying it as his mom.
Yeah.
Explain yourself.
The thing ever.
So, I mean, I won't say her age or anything, but I was joking about how Crisco messed up the age thing with another lady.
Yeah.
And
he was talking about the one where I made the comment. I gave somebody a compliment. I said, you don't look a day over 40 to a 90-year-old. And she was like, oh, you don't say 40. It's always 29. Always.
See? Yes.
Yeah. And I learned that from you guys. I have since learned, but that was how it got brought up and referenced.
Wait a minute. You mean to tell me you're 62? You do not look older than 50. Maybe 51 most.
If you're in your 90s and somebody said you look 40, that should be a damn good compliment.
Nope. It's always 29.
29. Got it. Okay. It's like Catherine McPhee yesterday. She's like, happy 29th birthday. She's 40.
Yeah.
Okay. Welcome to the club.
Mm. Anyway, go on, Pidge.
So I will admit two things real quick.
Okay.
I probably am at fault here a little bit. Probably made it a little awkward.
It was funny. Awkward.
And number two, I was also not in my right mind, if you can even call my right mind.
Mm-hmm.
But so we were talking about this, and she said something about 80 and then said something about 70. And then she said her actual age, and Crisco said, like, no, you're not. And I just said, no, I could totally see that because I was sitting sitting there getting ready to say to her, you remind me exactly of my mom. And she's exactly the age of my mom. And I meant it as like a compliment.
Yeah.
It didn't come out the right way. Again, I wasn't really thinking like usual.
Even Billy goes, because it was, I forgot exactly what it was, and you nailed it, though, because I was the actual nice one. I was like, no way you're that age. And bitch didn't turn around. No, I can see it.
So imagine if some young woman says something to you and compliments you, and she says to you, God, you remind me of my dad. He was kind of a doofus. Oh, how would you feel? Do you want to give a woman dad vibes?
No.
No,
I guess
see?
Not.
And she wouldn't want to be, oh, God, I look matronly. Thanks.
No, and I know what you meant. You meant, like, you seem, like, motherly and sweet. That's what I feel like you were trying to say. Like, I want you to hold me.
Well, I need but you know what, Paige? You're not the only one to say silly, stupid things.
Thank you.
What?
I've done it for years.
Oh, no.
And something special was put together to highlight all of the many stupid things I've said. So this should make you feel better.
Okay. Thank
okay.
you.
I wish I never slept with a married man. Turned out to be a psycho, obsessive loser. He keeps wanting to get together, but I don't want to burn in eternal hell. Travis, you slut. I just feel the need to blow anything and everything. For the record, I love 80-year-old men.
I love the big, healthy wieners. I love short, stubby little wieners. The snap of a good wiener, especially when it's in your mouth and I can bite down on it.
I'm a woman and I sweat like a man. I love all wieners. I like the wieners that come out of Minnesota. I actually like getting D-picks. I think they're kind of neat. I just like knowing a guy's situation. That ought to be a real butt guster.
Dude!
Or gut buster. I'm about to start selling booty picks to make ends meet.
No, don't.
I licked a toe for $5 once. I watched the cock around the tub and toilet. I'm the girl who had the cops come up to my window as my pants were coming off. Got sucked buying an e-bike. Well, it was 2 in the morning and I rode the unicorn. with another guy.
And I saw right up there, it all flopped out. I am sweating like a whore in church.
I let him rip in the car on the way home. It's the only safe place. I like to separate my butt cheeks so they don't make noise. I'm that girl that lets my underwear hang out with no shame.
Oh, gosh.
Thank you for finding all of the secrets people texted in that I've read.
Yeah, secrets.
Yeah, wink.
Wow, that's mischaracterization.
I have worked here for a long time, and I don't remember that many wiener texts, okay?
I feel like the one about he lifted his legs up and it all fell out was you on vacation on a boat with somebody across the way where you could literally see wiener.
Yeah. That was in Aruba.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, quite a boat ride.
Yeah, it was quite the boat ride. A Finnish man and quite attractive.
Oh, yeah. I was going to make a joke. I'll hold up.
Yeah. But it did fall out. Yeah. Apparently, those swimsuits don't have mesh to hold it all in.
And the best part is, of all the stories ever said on this podcast, mm-hmm. speaking of falling out, people have requested the Target story.
Oh, God, no.
Oh, good Lord.
No. The Target story. Oh. Or have at least said it's their favorite story they've ever heard on this podcast.
Oh, my God. So traumatizing. For that man, I feel horrible for him. I mean, imagine, you know, you're rubbing one out at work.
You do.
And some guy opens the stall door and sees you mid-stroke. You know?
But
seriously,
from the details of that story, I don't think he was too filled with shame.
Oh, it was horrible.
I mean, I can't remember. Did he stop or did he continue?
He didn't notice at first and then looked up. And then we made eye contact and I yelled. And keep in mind, my Starbucks had already kicked in at that point. So I really needed the stall he was occupying.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah,
it was bad. I don't care what you're doing or where you're doing it, but you need to move that tush.
I'm like Melissa McCarthy. I'm on the sink. It's happening. It's happening.
And all I can't unhear is the noise you just made. I opened the stall door. He looked up. Oh! I just know that Ryan was like, oh, God. Oh, snap. God, yuck, I'm so offended. Taking selfies.
Vaughn, you have to see this.
He's like, oh, that's disgusting. Instagram Live. God.
Oh, man. There's been a lot of interesting stories over the years.
Yeah, it's funny what people remember. You know, the stories that they do remember. I've been getting all these emails and messages, the things that come to their mind, the accents, the different things like, oh, I'm going to miss your puzzle lady voice.
Oh,
going to miss the Russian. I love the Russian and the German and, you know, all of the different things. Barb, they wanted another Saint Entertained. And I'm like, oh, man, you guys, it's so sweet of you to care. You know, we do this silly, silly, ridiculous stuff on this show to entertain you and make you forget about the troubles in your day. And apparently it's worked.
It has. I mean, the outpouring of love for you from the second you made the announcement last week to now is just, I mean, it's becoming so much that it's like pouring out to us. That's how loved you are.
Yeah.
It's just incredible. And I mean, what a way to go out.
Yeah. Yeah. You couldn't go out a better way.
I truly. This is insane.
It's well deserved.
Thank you.
Wherever tomorrow takes you, be ready with pre-prepped, chef-crafted, ready-to-eat meals with Factor. Factor's ready-to-eat meal delivery sets you up for success. How about a two-minute meal? Fuel up fast with Factor's restaurant-quality meals that are ready to heat and eat wherever you are. If you're always on the go and needing a quick and easy way to find something to eat, you need to try Factor Meals. They have an easy-to-use website, plus they offer loads of options like snacks, breakfast, smoothies, juices, and more to keep you going on the go no matter what's going on in your schedule. Factor is also extremely flexible. Change your order up every week with plans ranging from 6 to 18 meals per week, or you can pause or reschedule your deliveries at any time. No prep, no mess. Factor meals are 100% ready to heat and eat, so there's no prepping and cooking or cleanup needed afterwards. Head to factormeals.com/CDR50 and use code CDR50 to get 50% off. That's CDR50 at factormeals.com/CDR50 to get 50% off.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
We have another best of moment from the show that we're going to play. I'm not sure what this is. Something about a waitress.
Yes. So if you remember, we wanted to put this one in the podcast. So you went to a restaurant and somebody was adamant, I believe, that you were
Crisco.
Me.
No. I don't think so. We played that one yesterday.
Nope. We didn't. Is that not the one? Okay.
Go ahead. Sorry. Go ahead. Oh. Explain it.
Yes.
What I thought it was.
Okay. Well, I now just play it. I don't know which one it is. I
think let's find out together. Yes. Here we go. I encountered a waitress with a very unique approach to getting big tips. I'd like to know how you'd handle this situation.
Okay.
You know, I get it's a different time right now and, you know, it's stressful and they're short-staffed.
Totally.
But this server did something I haven't seen another server do before. It's a very unique approach. I don't know if it's lucrative for her. Okay. I don't know if people would find this to be funny. So, I would like you to play the part of me.
Okay.
You're in a restaurant.
Let me put on my glasses.
I'm going to be the server now, and I'm going to do to you what she did to me.
Okay.
All right. So go ahead and sit down. And hi, welcome. How can we help you?
Oh, hi. We're here for dinner.
Okay. What would you like?
I mean, do I have a menu yet?
Sure. Here's a menu.
Oh, okay. Well, I'd like a glass of Sauvignon Blanc.
No.
Okay, maybe a burger. Medium.
Nope.
Fries extra crispy?
No.
With that little girl mustard?
Nope.
Okay, so what is available?
Is that what you really want?
I mean, I thought I did.
Nope.
Okay, maybe now I'll have a steak salad.
Nope.
Okay.
The end.
That's her entire strategy?
Her shtick was to tell me no for everything I asked for.
What?
Everything. She then turns to Vaughn, and Vaughn would be like, oh, can I get a whatever, you know, a glass of red wine? Absolutely. And I'll go, I'll have a Sauv Blanc. Nope.
Were you at Dick's Last Resort where they make fun of you and you're...
Nope. I was not.
Oh my gosh.
And then she does this thing where she leans into me and she elbows me in the ribs and she goes, you always got to know which one you can pick on and give a hard time.
Like you picked wrong.
I'm like, this is not going to end well for you, lady. Mm-mm. Is this your, I'm not entertained at all. It's been a long day. I just want to have my meal and go home and you're nope. And then, anything I did ask for, she would either say nope or we're out of that.
Oh my gosh, that's just annoying.
So how do you think the story ends?
Without a big tip.
So, Vaughn feels bad for her. Why? I don't know.
That's what she's counting on. He's hoping,
feels bad.
Yeah.
He's like, oh, she's just trying to be funny. It's not personal. Don't take it personal. She's just trying to be funny. Don't stiff her. And I'm like, this is not how you get a big tip, lady. So what did I do? How did the story end? Make your predictions now.
I'm going to predict that you gave her the just 15%.
15%.
And that's it.
I am going to, I think you gave 20% because Vaughn made you.
Or an outside guess of when she went to look at the tip, you went, nope.
Oh, yeah. What would you like to add a tip? Nope. I'm all out of that.
All
out of it.
That would be great. In the tip line, I should have wrote, nope.
Nope.
All out.
Nope. All out. Yeah, we're all out.
That would have been really,
out of tips.
Mean, but funny.
Oh, and then to make matters worse.
Oh, no.
So I did have a little split bottle of Prosecco, you know, the little tiny little
I love
bottles.
Those.
So she brings it over and she goes, oh, my arthritic hands can't open it. Can you open it? I'm like, so I have to open it myself and then I'm supposed to tip you. And then I get told that you're out of everything and nope. Really? Mom goes, look at her hands.
They're arthritic.
She's got sore hands. You have to tip her. 20%.
I knew
20%. Of course you did.
And I went, what a waste of money. And she thinks that routine worked. And that's the big injustice here.
But it did.
It didn't work.
It worked. No. She got the tip she wanted.
Here's the thing. God. If roles would have been reversed and that was Vaughn, he would have looked at you and said, we're not tipping her.
I know.
Not one bit. I love that it was you getting choked on. So he's like,
have a heart. Yeah.
She's got arthritic hands and she's just got a weird personality.
Who says that? Don't say that. At least attempt
to
open it or like have the bartender open it and then you bring it over and say, I've just opened it for you.
Pop. Thank you.
Who sets up a whole story? I've got arthritic hands
and a bad knee and I've lost a toe.
Somebody says you should have written, leave the comedy for the stage on the tip line. So true.
Oh my.
Oh, it's like this old Minnesota, like, I'm just going to tell you nope for everything and it's funny.
Can't be in the ribs.
You always got to know who to pick on. You picked on the wrong guy.
I just want a burger and Prosecco.
Shut up, lady.
Get out of my life.
You know what's funny? When you listen back to stuff that we've done, I mean, geez, that's not that long ago, but it feels like forever ago. We had a really good show.
We did.
We really did.
We really did.
Don't get me going.
No, it's fun to hear it. We're such characters, and we're such unique, interesting people, and it's been so fun making this radio show with you guys. You know, this is not the show I started with, but it's the show I wanted. And I'm so glad that I got to finish my career doing a show with three people that I really, really like and I really respect and are really, really good at their job. You're really good at what you do. And we played off each other really well. And we made a lot of people laugh and forget about their problems and hear me gripe about mine. But this was a really fun show. And I'm really, really glad that it'll hopefully be my last one. Because I don't want to do this again. I don't want to do radio and do it with other people. So I'm glad I can go out this way. So thank you for that.
Oh, we are proud that we got to do this with you. Thanks for picking us.
Yeah, yeah. I did. I didn't get to pick the others, but I got to pick you because they were out of options. They're like, oh, what do you want to do?
Yeah.
What do you just...
And we were there and they didn't even think of us. I'm like, I was there for like 16 years already.
Yeah.
No, and it was like, she's midday girl.
She's perfectly cast in her role as middays. And Crisco, he's in afternoons. He's fine. And you know, we just give it a chance. Just give it a shot, please. And I'm so glad that they let me do that. You know, Dez started on my birthday, 2016. And they're like, oh... Well, God, it's like you guys, you know each other. Well, we've only worked together for, at that time, what, 14 years?
Yes, like, yes, we know each other very, very well. And we always had fun together.
Yeah.
And, I mean, I was just nervous to do this. It seemed like such a big job. And to come in here, I was so nervous that night before. But you made me so comfortable. And that's what it's, I think, been all about for us, is that we are just friends. That get up extra early and we come in haggard AF and tired. But once we turn these mics on, we are like, we are in it and we share everything. We've never held back and we've always had fun together.
Yeah.
So thanks. I mean, thank you for sharing this with us.
Yeah, no, I'm glad you did. You left a comfortable life to come into a very difficult life. But, you know, I know you've grown so much as a person. I'm so proud of the person you've become and the mother you are and the broadcaster you are. Dez then to Dez today, you're like a completely different person.
I'm a lot dirtier. I'm a lot more of a boy hanging out with you guys all the time. But I really have learned a ton. I mean, I was a mother of one, of a one-year-old when I came in here.
No.
And then now I have two kids, one that just turned 9 and one that's about to be 5. Like, we've all been through a lot together.
Yeah.
You know, even before we worked together, you know, you were here when I went through the loss of my brother.
Yeah.
You know, like, like, I remember being at a Goo Goo Dolls show, one of our Live 95s with you. It was shortly after. And you, like, stood, it wasn't, I don't even know if you'd think of it, but, like, for some reason, you and I had, like, you know, we had a night that we just kind of walked around together, palled around, said hi to listeners, and there was a song, I think it was Better Days, that I really wanted to hear, and you just stood there with me. I think I cried, and, like, you know, like, we've been there together. Yeah. We were there, like, with Crisco when your dad passed away.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like the good, the bad, the ugly. We've all been there for it all. Like the happy, like we got to be here when you became an uncle to Grayson.
Right.
Like there are so many amazing memories and so many amazing moments and it hasn't been all perfect and all beautiful, but what is, you know, it's been a bit of a beautiful disaster.
Yeah, right. No kidding.
But I couldn't have ever wanted to do it with, you know, anybody but you guys.
Yeah, same. And I'm so glad Crisco was bold enough to leave where he was at to come here and join us on a whim.
He had a real good thing going.
He did. And it was really funny because no one in the building thought to interview him. He had applied to join this show. And everyone, can you believe Crisco wants to come over here? Isn't that funny? And I went, really? Crisco does? I'll meet with him. And they went, oh, okay. Well, go ahead. So I met him downtown and we had lunch at a Mexican restaurant. And
of course,
it was... It was great. It was so fun. I just remember being dazzled by Crisco and feeling this connection with him. And I came back here to KS95 and I told management, I said, well, he's the guy. And they went, Are you nuts? Have you heard him? He's a bumbling buffoon.
It's true. That's a fact.
He is.
He is.
But he's really funny. He's really good. He's got an amazing heart. He's not like other people. He's different. And I know our listeners would love him. And they went, okay, well, we'll meet him. And then they met you and they hired you.
They hired me, and not for what I wanted when I came in here. I mean, it was just the most unique experience because I wanted out of where I was.
Yep.
I wanted to be on the morning show. The people who called me the bumbling, dumbling, oaf, or whatever they want to call me, didn't see us fitting as a morning show, Ryan and I. So I moved to Moon and Stacey's show. And I mean, I was there for 4 years.
Which was the right call because we've all had to do time with Moon.
Yes. They said, listen, you have to serve your time before you can go to mornings. And so then when Dez came in and filled in on Ryan's birthday, it was only a couple weeks. And I remember going in talking to our boss and saying, what? Like, am I not good? Why can't I try for the morning show? And I remember, I'll never forget it. He goes, come on, dude, just collect a paycheck and sit in afternoons. You're fine. Why would you want to leave that?
Isn't that funny?
And I said, because I know, and this is nothing against the show. It was an awesome show to be a part of. And I can never thank Moon and Stacey enough. There's a difference between doing afternoons and a difference between doing mornings. And I thrive off of my quick wit. I don't have very many things in this life, and that is one of them that I think I'm pretty good at. And it's just a quicker challenge. There's a lot less talking in the afternoons. There's a lot more talking in the mornings, and boy, do you guys know I like to talk.
Yeah, right.
And so I said, just give me a shot. If you don't like it, then tell me, and I'll go right back to my job in afternoons. And I think
3 days.
3 days.
3 days. Halloween, November 1st, November 2nd. By that day, it was decided that this was going to be the new show. It's all they needed was 3 days.
Yeah. After not wanting to give us a shot.
Dazzle, dazzle.
Yep. November and December, and then starting in January of 2017, we shot up to number one, and we've held number one for the most part ever since.
It's
been awesome. And then we get the blessing of this Pidge a couple of years ago.
Yes.
When he shows up. We interviewed how many different producers?
Oh, good Lord. I thought we would never find anybody that would not just be good at their job, but somebody who'd fit in and we'd want to hang out with, you know?
And we wanted that more than anything. We wanted somebody that we liked, somebody who was going to be positive and fun, and somebody that is good at what they do. And I remember the day, you can tell him.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't know what you looked like. I didn't know anything about you. All I knew was that there was a Devin guy that was coming in, and I had a feeling about him, right?
You did.
Absolutely.
I said, ooh, I feel good about this. And then you pulled in, he parked his car in the front lot, he gets out, and he walks up to the building, and I said, I know that's the guy. That is totally him. He walked in, we met him, and I immediately, first interview, I knew you were the guy.
Yeah. You left, and we all were like, that's it. You're done. There's no other interviews needed. It was, and again, it wasn't like we interviewed one person. It was so many freaking people. And
here's what's crazy. Pidge has never produced a morning show in his life.
Never.
And he's been a part of an award-winning, number one rated morning show in Minneapolis.
Yeah.
Yay,
that's
Pidgey.
Amazing, Pidge.
Yeah. He's the bird we didn't know we needed.
Yeah. No, it hasn't. It's not much to do with me. It's all you guys and what you guys were just talking about.
Nope. Doing that today.
Okay. No. Well, thank you. And I think you guys stuck with me through, you know, a lot of challenges for me. And like you just said, I had never done anything like this. And I did not know much about this job, and I sucked at the beginning. And you know, I'm harder on myself than probably anybody, and a lot of sleepless nights. And you guys could have given up on me at any moment, and I would totally understand why. And I thought, you know, anybody in their right mind would.
No.
And
you're a good person. You have a good heart. You mean well. And you're fun to be around. And that's why we've kept you here.
Thank you.
And you're very good at what you do. So don't ever discredit that.
Thank you.
We've been a hell of a team.
Yeah, it's been good.
Yeah.
And this is it, you know? I'll just close real quick and say, like Pidge, I had never done a morning show in my life before KS95. How insane is that?
Oh my God.
The market, the legends in this market. How insane. I mean, come on, dude.
I was the fill-in guy when Greg Thunder left KS95, if you remember that.
Yep.
I remember the day well. It was December 18th of 2010. It was the day after my 29th birthday. I get the phone call that Greg has left and we need you to fill in and replace until we find a replacement. So do the show, will you? And I went, oh my God, are you kidding me? Oh, geez. I go from nights thrust into mornings with the spotlight and the pressure. But again, I'm going to be the fill-in guy. And our boss at the time, who's been a mentor to me, he said, look. You don't know how to do mornings. You've never done it. Don't get excited. You're going back to nights. Right. You're going to make tape. Maybe you can get a job in Des Moines, right? When you're done. Maybe.
Thanks.
No offense to Des Moines. But I wanted to prove him wrong. And I did. And 14 years later, proved him wrong. And I bet that's what he wanted the whole time, was for me to prove him wrong.
You know what it is? He knew how to motivate you in a weird way.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, it's just, it was all meant to be.
Yep.
And yeah, he knew the potential you had. I mean, you were doing, the thing about you, you were doing mornings alone at night, basically.
Yeah.
You were doing a morning show, and I was always so impressed by you.
Yeah.
And then look what you've done.
Yeah, it's been so fun. And none of it would have happened if we didn't have listeners who stuck by us and listen to our shows and our podcasts and come out to our appearances and call into Radiothons and sign up to donate to Bucks for Babe and all of the many things we've asked you to do. So a big heartfelt thank you for showing up and being there every single day. I absolutely love you so much. I've never felt more love in my entire life than the last 8 to 9 days. And I'm extremely grateful. Thank you, guys. And we're going to end this podcast so a new one can start, okay?
Thank you. Love you.
Love you too, guys. Thanks for listening. Whew. At Rival Life on Instagram.
Crisco, Dez, and Ryan. Crisco, Dez, and Ryan. Crisco, Dez, and Ryan. The After Hours Podcast.
It doesn't matter what the weather is outside. It really doesn't. Today's sunny. You can see the sun just beaming through. It's almost like a new start for some. And so you know that this is the perfect time to call Apollo and have them come out and check your home comfort system. See what the situation is. Maybe it's running smooth and you just have the peace of mind of knowing it's great. Or maybe it too has seen better days.
Yeah. Mine was going on like 30 years old. And yeah, I'm like, I'm going to let this sucker run until it doesn't anymore. And that's when, and Apollo was coming out and doing tune-ups. I go, okay, you got a little bit more time in this. And I love that about them. You know, they just want to do what's best for you and your family. But when it was time to replace, Apollo is the place. And it's amazing. They've got great financing deals. They've got great offers on air conditioners and furnaces, whatever you're looking for. They're also going to take care of your plumbing needs. Plus, they're locally owned. They're a family-run business. And I mean, like us, I think you're going to love working with them.
You really are. I would set it up today. Call Apollo.com for all of your needs there. Call Apollo.com.
You've been listening to Crisco, Dez, and Ryan.
After Hours.